Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen. Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker. Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Richard Hooker. Richard's book is called Shoestring Venture, the Startup Bible. Richard, tell us how we can find you, the work that you do, and your book, too, please.
You can find me at www.shoestringventure.com. My partner, Steve Monas, does a wonderful blog there where he features social entrepreneurs and what it is they do and how they do it, and they write their own segments. And they are some pretty stunning stuff.
Yeah. And Steve is also co-author of the book I just mentioned. Richard, continue to talk to us about this management manual that you've recommended that as you say, once you grow your business, your entrepreneurial dream, get it out of the dirt, you're probably going to hire employees. That means you instantly become a team sport, not something that you're doing all by yourself. And you need to have a track to run on and identify things that work, that you've been told that work or that you've learned that work. Identify those things, put those down. Also include in there, as you've told us before, the things that you must do, some of the legal issues, and also I would think resources. Include a list of resources that you turn to, that you know you can turn to, that when certain things happen, you just dial them up, email them, go see them or whatever, and you've got that right there at your hands, right?
Absolutely, and many of those are mandatory resources that you can't, you have to call them when you're in trouble.
Right.
In California, for instance, if somebody gets injured at your workplace, doesn't matter if it's a customer, it doesn't matter if it's an employee, and it's a serious injury, you have to report it to OSHA.
Yeah.
In 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Not doing so, that's the kind of, one of the things I do is safety, and I often sit across the table from a president of company and say, well, if you don't do that, OSHA shows up with the padlocks.
Right, right.
There are things you must do, and that would be a compliance section. Management is not something you can think about. You can't make it up as you go along.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs often do that. They often make things up as they go along. That's what makes them great at what they do, that they're flexible. Management,
right.
You can't make up as you go along.
And if you're an entrepreneur and you're having trouble with this management thing, you need to hire somebody who can take that burden off of you, don't you? Richard.
People who know what their skills are will often go out and say, I can't run the business, and they'll hire a CEO for the business.
Right.
That's not easy to do.
Yeah.
I've seen it succeed, and I've seen it not succeed,
mm-hmm.
because hiring somebody to be your boss when you're their boss.
Mm-hmm.
that can lead to problems when the CEO decides they're going to start telling you what to do.
What are some of the other things to put in the manual?
Okay, the first, and this is very important. A lot of companies don't do this, but you need some kind of idea of what your brand is, and how you're going to communicate it internally. That means that you should be able to say in a sentence something like, we are the friendliest restaurant in Acton, California.
Your brand story.
Your brand story, your vision, it has to be one sentence. Everybody you're going to hire, every interaction you're going to have with employees, is going to be to further that brand, is to make them into believers of that. Those are the people who run your business for you. The employee, you've heard me say this before, employees are a burden, believers make you money.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
Employees are a burden, but believers make money for you.
Right.
And so you have to have some idea what your brand is and what it means and what the basic vision is. So, for instance, if you're running a tech company, one of the aspects of your brand should be something along the lines of speed is God and time is the devil. Because you're going to go out of business if you're too slow.
Mm-hmm.
Then the final part, you need to sit down and you need to write the recipes. You need to take the recipe box and you need to write the recipes. Here is how I do phone interviews. Here's how I do sit-down interviews. You're going to build it off of all three parts. You're going to build it off the compliance part, your organization chart. You're going to build it off your internal brand. You're free to say, here's what my discipline process is going to be. How many people end up requiring to discipline somebody and they haven't figured out?
These are things that they can find on your website and in your book, aren't they, Richard?
These are things, discipline process, these are things that they have to figure out.
But the management manual, the management manual is all the things that you do every day, isn't it? So they can find that on your website. ShoestringVenture.com is the website. Thank you for being here, Richard. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Richard Hooker, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.